There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Parking space 105A. To many, it's just 130 square feet of publicly allotted tarmac. Unless you own a 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its muscular, seductive look and distinctive diamond block grille, that parking space is transformed into a stage that showcases to others what groundbreaking style can be. See the world differently. See it in a CLA from Mercedes-Benz.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3.
This is an injury that's fairly common with NBA players or pro athletes, and most are able to come back to competition, to play, and it doesn't have any effect on their career.
Bulls general manager Gar Forman from this morning on Derrick Rose after he underwent successful surgery on that right knee. The rehab begins tomorrow. He is expected to return within 4 to 6 weeks. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota is at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks skate at Tampa Bay tonight. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a one-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. The Arizona Cardinals have released Darnell Dockett. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne underwent successful surgery on his triceps. He has not committed yet to playing in 2015. At PGA Tour, the second round of the Honda Classic, Patrick Reed's in the clubhouse after shooting another 3-under 67 today. He's 6-under 4 of the tournament. First-round leader Jim Herman is 5-under after yesterday's 65. He tees off his second round at 4:20. And two sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. And beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of 83.
83.
We all fell in love with Nimoy's acting ability in the 1951 film Rhubarb, where he played the role of young ball player. Despite not having any lines, Nimoy stole the scene.
What? What?
What? You saw Rhubarb, right? The 1951 baseball movie?
Huge. Great movie.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah. He played the role of young ball player, didn't have any lines, but I mean, I remember that.
He stole the movie.
Well, that scene.
Okay, all right.
Very, very good. Bottom right corner of the screen. I remember seeing it to this day.
Maddie, I think it's Star Trek that everyone knows him from. Star Trek?
Mm. No, Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Never
yeah,
saw
yeah.
Star Trek. I'm not into running movies. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. That's Chris Tannehill talking nonsense. Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology is different, and you can see why at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Am I a bad guy?
In their last moments, people show you who they really are.
He's a bad guy.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that sort of thing was frowned upon. You know, because I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time.
Am I a bad guy?
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Am I a bad guy?
What he really loved to do was steal. I mean, he actually enjoyed it. Jimmy was the kind of guy who rooted for the bad guys in the movies.
He's a bad guy.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Because I'm the guy that's the bad guy.
Am I a bad guy?
You're my lawyer, so I think you should know I've killed a lot of people. I don't want to leave anything out here.
I mean, I guess I'm a pretty sick guy.
Am I a bad guy?
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So say good night to the bad guy. Last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again.
Am I a bad guy?
Boars and Bernstein.
Fung is winning, winning is Fung.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And it's time for Friday Fung Indeed. We love this bit. Am I a bad guy? Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We have a lot of people pointing out that, by the way, the handicap stall in the bathroom just means it can accommodate someone handicapped, not that it's reserved only. Just that it is available for.
Okay. He knew gotcha. The fat guy was coming.
Ramon, so South Side, you're on The Score.
Ooh, that's an icky thought.
Gentlemen, I've been holding this for a year. My kid's school has double doors that serve as the entrance and exit for after-school pickups. All traffic in and out of the school flows through this one doorway. People walk up a six-foot-wide ramp into the school through the right-hand door, but they also walk out of the building through the same door. So when walking out of the building, nearly everyone uses the door on their left instead of the door on their right. Both doors work, and both doors are always unlocked. When I walk out of the school, I use the door on my right. So when I'm walking into the school, I walk through and over anyone who's coming out of the wrong door. Kids, grandparents, cripples, strollers, doesn't matter. They're using the wrong door, and I don't want to enable their deviance of using the wrong door. Am I a bad guy?
Maybe, but I love you.
Yeah. You might well be, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah, that's a man of principle.
Wow.
I'm right and you're wrong.
That's a line you'll hear again.
Oh, that's great.
That's terrific.
Matt in D.C. says, I teach my son not to tattle, but I cannot stop myself from enforcing the arcane snow rules of our city. A couple is renovating their house nearby, and nightly I walk by and nearly break my face on the snow and ice covering their sidewalk. Normally, I'd give them a pass. Workers are not going to clear your snow for you. You're not living there. I can begrudgingly understand not clearing the sidewalk, but these neighbors are pretentious, and prior to construction, would display obscure national flags on their front porch and highlight our collective ignorance to the national flag of St. Kitts and Nevis. Nevis? Nevis? I noticed something the last couple nights as I try not breaking a hip on the nightly dog walk. The flags are still being changed. That means the neighbors are taking the time to come back to the house, change flags, and willingly leaving the ice rink that is their front sidewalk. I have called the city the past three snowfalls over 1 inch and reported the treacherous sidewalk. Penalties are $100 for the first and now $500 for the third offense. I saw our neighbor angrily retrieving the tickets as he hung the flag for the Central African Republic. Am I a bad guy?
No, I suppose not.
I would say technically not, but yeah, why not just take some salt, some ice melter, and on your dog walk, just throw some down.
Either that or either that'll leave your dog in traffic. That would be my solution. That'd be my first idea. Leave your dog in traffic.
Mutually exclusive.
You could steal the salt and then while you're with your own. Oh, wait a minute, the dog ran the traffic. Oh, that's all I got left for you.
Trent in Fort Wayne, you're on the score.
First of all, I'm not idiot Trent from 2 days ago.
That we'll decide ourselves. That's to be determined.
My college girlfriend's family had season tickets to the White Sox in 2005.
Bad.
And like any college relationship, it was rocky at best. But we would always make plans. Oh, well, let's go to a game in another 6 weeks. Let's go to a game in another month. And inevitably, something would happen, and we would kind of break up. And then I would realize, oh, man, we've got tickets. So I would take her to dinner or whatever, somehow smooth it over so that my White Sox tickets for 2005, as they approached the postseason, didn't get cut off. Am I a bad guy?
Yeah. I think you know the answer to
that. Yeah,
other Trent that called, too. No, you.
This Raymond says, around last year's World Series and Joe Maddon opts out of his contract and rumors connect him to the Cubs. As a Cubs fan, I was giddy about him becoming the Cubs manager. Then I'm watching the World Series with friends and family, and it's announced on the broadcast that Cardinals super prospect Oscar Tavares had died. The response from friends and family was shock and disbelief, and I said, wow, things are really starting to go the Cubs' way. This, of course, elicited disgust and disappointment. And I ask you, am I a bad guy?
No. you are not, because this guy was 5 times the legal limit.
But he didn't know that.
Well, I don't care.
Nobody knew at the time.
If it worked in the beginning, it worked in the end. He didn't have to know that. That's fine. See, I can only do it in retrospect. I'm on his side.
Tom in Dubuque, you're on Friday, Fung. We'll decide if you're a bad guy on the score.
I think we already know.
Oh, come on. Hey, Terry, I'm disappointed. Last week you guys talked about Ted Williams and the whereabouts of Ernie Banks' body. Again, brought up nothing about our guy, Teddy Chin Nuts.
Well, you know what? He said he has been quiet lately. Very quiet.
Well, this happened about 12 years ago. My brother and I were down along the mighty banks of the Mississippi feeding the ducks. And this gentleman walks up with his quite elderly mother, and the lady comes up and she promptly punches me in the chest. And she says, how dare you pollute the river and throw garbage in it? She says, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And the son says, mother, he's not. He's feeding the ducks. See, they're throwing out pieces of bread. Mother, he's not polluting. And what got me going was that he kept referring to her as mother. Mother didn't mean it. Mother apologize. And I finally just said, hey, Norman Bates, you better keep tabs on your mom here. I said, she's going to do that to the wrong person, and somebody's going to knock her on her ass someday. Am I a bad guy?
Oh, you're an awful guy. Even though I would have drowned her. Right. I mean, even, but
that, I would have fed her to the ducks.
I would have absolutely thrown her in the damn river, that old hag. But yeah, Tom, for the love of God.
Here is Griff City, who says, in my single days, I'm out with some buddies in Bucktown, and there's this really pretty girl on the other side of the bar, and she's talking to another guy. We make eye contact. She gives me this cute little smile. And a couple minutes later, we're about 5 feet from each other, so I was going to go up and introduce myself. And as I'm walking up, she opened her mouth, and I see the worst teeth I have ever seen in my life, like razor blades in different directions. I shuddered and whipped around, so flustered and thrown off that I couldn't even finish saying hello before I said, hang on a second, and walked away from her. Am I a bad guy? If she's that pretty, get past the teeth,
man. Yeah, I can get past the teeth. You can get the teeth fixed and then, or just take them out. Boy, they're like, you know, I would think there's so much gray area on this.
Right.
Really, usually I can make up my mind pretty quickly, but technically you are a bad guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like somebody had a handful of chiclets and just threw it in her mouth. Yeah. Kevin in Atlanta, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. About 10 years ago, me and two of my buddies that go out on an annual golf trip were out in the Northeast, and during downtime, we decided that we're going to go tubing down the Delaware. So we get to the office, and they take us into the van and drive us up to the drop point. And along the way, the guy tells us very clearly that about a mile down the river, it's going to split into a fork. And on the right-hand side is where you need to stay, and the left-hand side is white water. So you want to stay away from that. So, buddies and I get in the water, and one of the guys is a heavier set guy, and he couldn't get the hang of paddling in the tube. So finally we just told the guy, you know what, get way out in front of us so we don't have to keep stopping. And so he's out in front of us, and we're getting close to the fork, and he screams back, guys, which way? And I pointed to the left and sent him down the whitewater rafting or fire department to rescue him. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
No. No. I'd like you to meet black physicists.
Well, the fact that the fire department had to rescue him means you're spending taxpayer money.
Yeah, technically you are a bad guy, yeah. But in my mind's eye, there's something different I see.
Dan says, I work downtown, park every day in a big garage. I get to work fairly early. I'm usually the second or third car on my level every day. And the one lady who's there every day before me always parks over the line by 6 to 10 inches, even though there are spaces everywhere. Mm. And she drives a compact car.
Ooh.
So in other words, she's always taking up two parking spaces every day for no discernible reason. And the garage is always completely full by 9 a.m. I cannot stand this. Every day, I park the car in the space next to her. I always make sure I am fully within the space so that she will not be able to open her driver's side door. I figured this would teach her to park in the space properly, but it hasn't worked. But I still keep doing it. And if I didn't do it, somebody would eventually have to, since every space ends up getting filled. Am I a bad guy?
No.
No, I hate that too.
No.
I hate that. And sometimes I understand that you've pulled into a space where it's been left that way and you have
no other choice.
And somebody's going to think you're
not
a bad
guy. First thing in the morning.
Right, but the way you described it first thing in the morning makes it different.
Well, I mean, look, if you're driving something that, like a Lamborghini and you're doing it, okay, I get it. If you want to keep people away from you. Well, first of all, you'd be an idiot to take it there. But if you're driving, so I've seen people in our garage that have an expensive car and take up two spots.
Yeah, there are a couple things. In a pinch, if I'm really running late, I'll occasionally create a space, but not in a way that it inhibits anybody else in the garage. Because I've got some secret places where I know I can make something for myself.
Make something happen. Make magic happen.
Make something that isn't really there. It's in a sort of an emergency space. We'll do more of this in a moment. Keep it here. We've got full phones for Friday Fung. Am I a bad guy? That's what we're doing on the Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score.
I truly believe Derrick Rose is in a no-win situation with Bulls fans because his body may not allow him to return back to that dominance you saw.
Mm-hmm. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. It looks like the Buffalo Bills are going to become the first team ever to get a restraining order against their own head coach because Rex Ryan has gone from the AFC's old school alpha male to single white female. Check how Rexy is sliding up the stalker scale since he got hired. First, he crushed beers in Buffalo with Jim Kelly. That was pretty cool. We all want to beer up with number 12. But then Rex went from the bar to the parlor, and he got Bills Inc. before he even ran a practice. Then he shows up at the combine in a Thurman Thomas jersey. And now the guy shows up in a pickup truck painted up in Bills colors. Rex, enough. You're creeping us out. And if any of you Bills players see that super fan pick up in your driveway, that's your head coach. Call 911. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412. 12.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Parking space 105A. To many, it's just 130 square feet of publicly allotted tarmac. Unless you own a 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its muscular, seductive look and distinctive diamond block grille, that parking space is transformed into a stage that showcases to others what groundbreaking style can be. See the world differently. See it in a CLA from Mercedes-Benz.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
I love it.
Promise. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
And we are in the midst of Friday Fun Boys Emergency Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Am I a bad guy?
Let's continue with what's been terrific so far with Quad City Pat.
Bad.
Already bad. We know that. Bad.
Yeah. That's just an assumption at this point. This actually happened last evening. My daughter's a freshman in high school, and she had drama club, so I picked her up after work about 5, and we had to go to the CVS for a couple things. So we're pulling out of the CVS parking lot, and in front of us there's an elderly guy in a pickup truck, and he kind of whipped out of the parking lot out of the street, and his tailgate wasn't closed, and a bunch of stuff fell out of the back of his truck all over the street. My daughter Bailey said, I feel bad for him. We should help him. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. She said, oh, but come on, he's old. And I said, well, I don't care if he's 150. He's a dumbass. And then I drove home. Am I a bad guy?
No.
Nah.
Leave the old, screw the old bastard.
Yeah,
so to speak. Yeah, I'm with you. Helping nobody on the road. I learned my lesson long ago about that. No way in hell.
How did you learn your lesson?
I don't want to talk about it. You know, I did. Here's one for you, though.
Yeah.
This is about a month ago. I was going into a store with Peach. Going to the store and walking through the doors, and I look around and see if anybody's behind me. And I generally do when I go in because I'm, if nothing, if not exceedingly polite. And I look and there's nobody there. And I see this woman who's about 10 feet away at a garbage can. I figure, well, I don't know what she's doing.
At or in? Okay.
So I walk in and we're splitting up there. I said, I'll see you later. And the usual place. And okay. She comes up to me without saying anything. She says, I hope you're proud of yourself for doing what you did. I said, what did I do? Well, she said, you didn't hold the door open. I said, do I have eyes in the back of my head? How do I see you? And she's just looking at me with this stupid look on her face. And she said, well, you didn't hold the door open. I said, and she started to walk away. And I said, listen, Tubby, here's what you do. Get back in your car and drive it into a wall. Am I a bad guy?
Yeah, but I get it.
I know what you're saying, too. listen, Tubby, some poor old bag that you're calling her Tubby?
Well, she went old, but is that bad, then?
John in Orland Park, you're on the
Peach
score.
Didn't think much of it.
Hey, guys. When I was 15 years old, I had two of my friends staying over for the night. One of them had a bad temper. And we got in a silly argument over baseball cards or something, and he stormed out the door, slammed the door. My parents heard it. Well, later that night, me and my buddy decided we were going to be pyros, I guess, lighting stupid stuff on fire out in a flower box, empty flower box outside my bedroom window. Nail polish remover, pieces of cardboard, prank phones, whatever. Well, the next morning, my dad wakes me up, and the cops are at my house, and they ask me if I know anything about it. I denied it. And they blamed it on the kid who left the house in a rage that night. And a couple of days later, his mom decided he needed a timeout and sent him to the adolescent puzzle factory for a week. Am I a bad guy?
Dumbass cracker.
Look. Lucky I didn't get one of those, huh?
Did you say the adolescent puzzle factory?
I don't know what it means.
Senator Vernon Downs.
That's different.
Mike from Peru. Friends and I went to Florida. We thought it'd be fun to rent some bodyboards and hit the beach. So after catching a few waves, we head back out, waiting for a good wave, and I hear my friend screaming, yelling for my help. Instantly, I think, shark attack. And I want no part of this. I swam as fast as I could back to shore. Turns out it was a jellyfish sting.
Oh.
Am I a bad guy? Well, say it was a shark attack. What are you supposed to do?
Grab the shark. It's your friend.
What are you supposed to do? It's not like you got a harpoon with you. I mean,
slice him with your machete.
Really? But what could you have been reasonably expected to do if your friend's being eaten by a shark?
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't have left, but that doesn't make him not a bad guy. I would have left too.
Well, if there's one jellyfish there's probably more. So get the hell out of there. If he's not drowning,
he's not
swim in after a jellyfish sting. If he's on a bodyboard, he's all right. But seriously, if there's a shark biting his leg off, there isn't much you're going to be able to. You stop that shark. I'll hit you with my fists.
Yeah. Hit him with your fists. Him and I.
No, they've got nictitating membranes. You can't do that. If it's a No, a carcharinid shark.
I could stab him.
It's a lamniform. Its eye.
Because I always carry a knife.
Yeah, and it doesn't do much. It's a shark.
Stab him.
Irving Park. Tyler is on the score.
Hey, guys. All right, so back in 2008, I had just gotten back from overseas and had to get to the store to pick up some household items. I also picked up one of those iPod adapters for your car that uses a certain frequency to play music on a certain station on your radio. Well, I was at the checkout, and the girl that was working the register appeared to be, she was either a little slow, incredibly stoned, or possibly mentally handicapped. I'm still not sure. However, as we all know, when the cashier runs your item over the laser, there's an audible beep, and they toss the item into the bag. Well, after about 10 items, she comes to the $40 iPod adapter. She attempts to scan it not once, but twice, unsuccessfully. So on the third attempt, she runs it over the glass, and I say, beep. She threw it in the bag. It wasn't on the receipt. I left. Am I a bad guy?
Yeah. Yeah, for $40.
Yeah. 40 bucks?
Yeah.
I'd tase you and throw you in a snowbank.
I think so. But the fact that she fell for you saying beep beep,
I mean, well, he said there's something wrong with her. Actually, where I come from, that his description, that's the Marion kind. You know what I'm saying?
They're from Marion?
No, not from Marion.
Oh, okay.
The Marion kind.
All right, we'll do some more.
Huh?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry.
It was an arthroscopic outpatient surgery, so Derek at this time is full weight bearing. It was a quick procedure. He had it done, and he was able to walk out of the hospital.
As Bulls general manager from earlier this morning, Gar Forman on Derrick Rose underwent that successful surgery there on his right knee. Rehab begins tomorrow. He is expected to return within 4 to 6 weeks. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota's at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks skate at Tampa Bay tonight. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a one-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. The Arizona Cardinals have released Darnell Dockett. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne underwent successful surgery on his triceps. He has not committed yet to playing in 2015. PGA play, it's the second round action of the Honda Classic, and Patrick Reed is your clubhouse leader at 6-under after another 3-under 67 today. Brendan Steele's on the course. He's 2-under after 2, also at 6-under. Jim Herman, He was your first-round leader. He's 5-under on the first hole right now. Shot a 65 yesterday. And sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. And beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of 83. Nimoy's most lucrative role was playing archaeologist/professor Dr. Indiana Henry Jones Jr. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. PCN Bank, for any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information is available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
4:33. We are going to finish up Am I a Bad Guy Friday Funk. Fun as always, by the way. It's good.
Ed and Champagne, you're on the score.
So I'm a student down here at U of I. We've got a Starbucks on campus. Now, I've never really drank in Starbucks, but 3 months ago, a buddy of mine gave me a gift card for it. And I had just gotten a new iPhone, so I thought it'd be cool to put it in the Passbook app so you could just show the screen of your phone, they scan it, and it just deducts from it. Now, the first time I go and use it, I go there, I just buy some black coffee, they scan it, looks great, cool. Second time, I go back for another black coffee like a week later, but this time I actually brought my own mug in. Now, I asked for it, it's just a black coffee, nothing special. She brings it back, I show her my phone, and she just looks and says, okay, have a nice day. And I say, well, don't you need to charge me? She's like, no, you're good. So I was like, okay. And so I went and I talked to my girlfriend later who said, oh, you know, maybe they thought you're part of the Gold Club card, which is some sort of thing where you can get that if you spend like $100 there in a year or whatever. But I definitely didn't have that. So next week I go back there, same thing happens. And I say, are you sure? I don't think I have a Gold card. And so the lady looks at it again and says, you're fine. So for the past couple of weeks, I go there maybe once or twice a week, and I keep getting free coffee. I have asked them, like, are you sure? And they keep saying, yeah. Am I a bad guy?
No. You made an effort to try to make it right.
I think I need that app.
There's somebody I know who threw a massive party at a major downtown hotel that cost $30,000. He was never billed for it. He went back, he went on multiple phone calls, even going in person to their business office to explain, owe you $30,000. Please, I don't want this open on my side of the ledger either. Please invoice me. Let's please settle this. And it has now been 15 years.
I'm probably too late now.
It has been 15 years, and they never followed up. Ever. After multiple attempts, an in-person visit, handshakes with the managers, and nothing. $30,000. $30,000 15 years ago. So this is from Michael, who says, recent work day, wife's out of town. I had to get my young son ready, drop him at daycare before I head to work. I give my son a bottle. I dress him. I put him in his pack and play. He's playing with some blocks. I get dressed. 15 minutes later, heading out the door to daycare, ready to scoop up my son, and I smelled something. So I'm faced with a decision. Take off my coat and shoes and undress my kid to change his diaper or take him as is to daycare. 15-minute drive. Changing my son's a significant hassle. I just drove him to work, dirty diaper and all, quietly dropped him off on a play mat without notifying the staff, and left. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Horrible dude.
Yeah.
You're a horrible dude.
I get it, but yeah, you are.
Come on. Yeah, come on now.
It's your kid.
It's your kid.
Take care of your kid. Joliet, here's Bert on the score.
Uh-oh, good segue. My little guy, at about a year and a half, was diagnosed with torticollis. For the non-doctors out there, he's got a soft spot on his head, giving him a little misshapen head, not the end of the world, but when they have that, they get a little fancy helmet that they got to wear for about 6 months. So the first time I take Junior to the grocery store, we got a big cart. We go up to the front. A couple people are looking at us with the sad eyes, and they just say, why don't you guys go right ahead? I'm thinking, okay, they're just nice people. Well, it happens a couple more times, and I start figuring out maybe they think that, you know, Junior's dealing with a little more of a problem than he really is. So our 6 months are up, and he's done with the helmet. Everything's looking good. I got to go to the grocery store and get a bunch of stuff, and I'm pressed for time.
No.
I got in the closet, and I got the helmet and put it on him.
No.
And we went, and I didn't ask, but a couple of good Samaritans let us go to the front. I only did it once, I swear. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. You're also well beyond that. Yeah. You've left that a long time ago.
No, that was well told, though, because we saw that coming. That's
really funny.
Son, get the helmet. We're running out of time. Tony and Saugatash, you're on the score. We'll decide if you're a bad guy or not.
Hi, guys. Love the show. In the early 2000s, I lived in Lincoln Square in the 2200 block of Leland, and I had a four-wheel drive truck at the time, and I would routinely, after the snowstorms, pick up all of the dibs items, put them in my truck, and throw them in dumpsters. And you can imagine that this would cause confrontations between unknowing people and the people who thought they had reserved their spot that I saw constantly. Am I a bad guy?
Yeah. I don't know why you'd bother doing that.
I don't either. So, yes.
Yeah, that's just
actively, universally.
That's actively just trying to make people miserable. So, yes, no, yes. Without question. All right, we got one more here. It's been good. We'll finish up with Steve in Springfield.
Hey, gentlemen, love the show. A number of years back, I was driving at night. It was a very, very icy, treacherous country road. A lot of curves. And as I'm driving, can't go very fast, driving along, a guy comes up behind me. I assume it's a guy. I don't know that for sure. Pulled up behind me with his brakes on, gets right in my trunk, follows me for a mile and a half, 2 miles. We go around a curve, and he slides off the road into a ditch. I stopped. Clearly, he saw me stop. I looked. I debated, should I go back and help him? And then I said, nah. Am I a bad guy?
No.
No.
Absolutely leave him. If you could have tased him and left him there, it would even been better. I hate that when people do that. I would kill somebody for something like that if I had a chance. Sons of bitches. Absolutely. You kidding me? Hell no, don't help him, dumbass.
All right, we'll end on that.
Huh?
No, I'm looking. I just, your venom is just precious. It's great.
That's it.
That's it.
That puts the top on it.
Yes. We'll end on that one. Well done. All right, still nothing, by the way, from any news on a Blackhawks trade. And I know they're working hard, but I guess so far no go for old Stotch.
Give Jim Hendry back his barrel if you don't do something.
Well,
come on.
He's going to have to. Unfortunately, the barrel is not something you choose. The barrel chooses you. And in this case, the barrel has been thrust upon him, and he's well over it at this point because it's got to be exasperating with teams knowing what he's trying to accomplish. But we'll keep you updated. And we have the Derrick Rose stuff out there and also this weird Jeff Van Gundy story that I just find completely bizarre. 312-644-6767. Boris and Bursting, the Bud Light, Who Needs Two, Tavern Tour. Still time. You may come out and steal these Hawks tickets. Tickets for the Blackhawks and Canucks Thursday, April 2nd. I'm looking forward to that game. You've got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team returns home on Tuesday to face Michigan in the final race.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
The traffic jam. A stifling halt to your thrilling drive. But with the most luxurious interior in its class and an innovative touchpad, the 2015 C-Class is as exciting to experience standing still as it is in motion. See your authorized dealer and see the world differently in a C-Class from Mercedes-Benz. Test drive one today.
Season home.
And Dodge Grand Caravan. It's massive. It's huge. And it won't last long. Over 150 minivans are in stock for immediate delivery. All with 0% for 75 months. Plus $3,000 bonus cash. Chrysler Town & Country Limiteds. Tourings. Dodge Grand Caravan SXTs. And more. You will drive home today at Mancari's in Oak Lawn. Trade in and trade up. Mancari's appraisers are paying top dollar for all trades. 18 or older, everyone drives regardless of credit with a good down payment at Mancari's. 0% for 75 months. Plus you keep the $3,000 rebate on every brand new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan in Mancari's massive inventory. Hurry, these offers will not be around in March. Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Mancari.com. $1,189 per thousand financed with zero down with a...
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Well, let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
How can you already tell that baseball will be more fun in Chicago this year?
A year deeper into Hawks senility should mean even more fun during Sox broadcasts. Unless you're Stoney.
When's the last time you saw a win as ugly as the Bulls last night?
You only need to look as far back as the NFC Championship game when Discount Double Check and Mike McCarthy crapped the bed.
How could Tuesday night have gone any worse for a Chicago sports fan?
There was a fight over Clark the Cubs' remains.
Reports say the Dez Bryant video is worse than Ray Rice's. What could be on it?
He was actually growing a football.
Fill in the blank. As an incentive to call in, the best crapper for who you crappin' should win blank.
A conductor job on the train of death.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony. Ooh. On Sports Radio 670 Ooh. The Score.
Okay, well, thank you for that, whatever that was.
Oh. Well, I guess if you keep your expectations low, it's not all that bad, really. And the expectations could not be lower, and you do not disappoint. At 447, Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, The Score. With Am I a Bad Guy's a great bit, man. Somebody will take it and use it, but that's a great bit.
I just saw this, and that I want to thank an attendee here for showing this to me. In the middle of the show, I got an email from my dad asking, have you seen the picture of the giant catfish? And I said, no, I'll check it out after the show. And then during a break... comes up to me and says, have you seen the picture of the giant catfish? So I'm looking at it now.
And it is indeed a giant catfish?
Holy crap. Would you say?
That's a giant catfish. Yes, it is.
The Associated Press reported Italian angler Dino Ferrari caught what could be, of course, his name is Dino Ferrari.
Of course it is.
A potential world record. It's called a Wells catfish in Italy's Po Delta.
That means they don't have any money?
Look at that Po Delta.
What are you talking about?
The Po River.
What? P-O. Oh, the Po River.
8.7 feet long, 280 pounds. Rod and reel. And he let it go.
Rick Camp.
Well, the resemblance is astonishing.
Let him go. We need him for a remote. Do not take that his.
That is really something. The pictures are great. Dino Ferrari. He's got himself a giant fish. Pescatore. That's really, wow. I'm very, very impressed.
That's too much fish.
It's a nice piece of fish.
Yeah, much fish.
Kyrie Irving's MRI has come back clean enough that they think he can play in their next game Sunday. However, LeBron James is sore. He will not play tonight. He wanted to, but David Blatt said he made the call. He told LeBron he's not playing against the Pacers.
Interesting.
Because you know he was bumped around pretty good last night. He had his back wrapped up, and it didn't seem to stop
him. He never... I mean, there just—I shouldn't say never, but there has just been more times this year when he did not look comfortable than I've ever seen in his career.
It's going to happen every year now. Okay, yeah. That's what age looks like.
That's where it goes to, huh?
That's what age looks like.
Well, it still looks pretty good. Well, you always get Bronny to play if he can't.
Yeah, somebody was speculating that could James hang on long enough to actually play an NBA game alongside his son?
Kid's 10.
Depending on if they change any of the rules, say you got another 9 years there, right? Yeah, so that makes him...
I don't think you get 39.
Nah, I think... I mean, it could. It's pushing it, but it would be like...
Yeah, when you play Griffey his game, though, yeah, that's a tough one when you play his game. It's so just violent and physical, and I don't know, but 39.
It's happened in baseball. It's happened all the time in hockey. It was Gordy and Mark, and who was the other Howe on the Whalers?
Mark and Peter. No,
I don't think so.
Peter Howe.
No,
I should know all the Howes. And by the way, he had a miraculous recovery.
Yeah, I know. He was
dead.
He's on death's door. How old
he's
dead. Is
he?
He's 83.
Out the next day playing golf. He went to do something, and they did something to him. All of a sudden, he's good again.
Well, they said he was suffering from severe dementia, right?
Well, he couldn't remember. I
couldn't remember he was sick.
Hey, I don't remember.
You're supposed to be almost dead.
I am? Yeah. I mean,
you're not supposed to be playing golf.
It was like he went and had something done. What did he have done? Do you remember?
No.
But whatever. He was out. He was gone the next day. Up and away with ye.
I think he's older than 83, right? So he's out of the danger zone.
83.
So it was Marty Howe.
Marty Howe.
Marty, Mark, and Gordy were all Whalers in the World League and then in the NHL when they became an NHL team.
How could I forget Marty Howe?
Because he was bad, right?
Yeah.
Gordy's 86.
Past the age that we care about. If you're not dead at 83, we don't care.
Yeah, that's it.
Live forever then, dude. But seriously, he was like, remember that the reports were that if you loved him, get ready to be very sad.
Yeah, people were flying in, right?
Yes. Yes.
He's not supposed to go golfing the next day. You got to feel like a sucker at that point. Why did I fly in?
I don't know what he did. But
shot a 78, too. Just knocking stiff of the stick. I mean, rolling in 15-foot putts.
Hey, we went and did something, and the next thing you know, he's walking out. He's running again, playing hockey again. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I thought that was it.
Everyone did. They told you it was it.
Yeah. They invited everybody that cared to come on in. Amazing.
Suckers.
Gordie Howe. Did you miss all of Gordie Howe's career, didn't you?
No.
See some of it?
At the end, when he was a Whaler. He played forever.
I know he did. He's like 50, wasn't he?
He played up through the 1979-1980 season. I actually had one of his hockey cards. So, sure. I mean, I didn't really see the glory days.
The glory days or something of a Gordie Howe.
It was sort of like I got to see Bobby Orr play. Unfortunately, he was a Blackhawk. And that was bad.
Yeah, that was the missing the leg Bobby Orr thing that happened. They have been a lot to Chicago teams.
That's like what people are saying about Derek.
Yeah. By the time
I got to see Derek Rose play, well, that was already in after 2011.
That's what Bobby Orr was. My God. Still, I think Bobby Orr is still one of the best five hockey players I've ever seen, maybe higher than that. Still the best defenseman I've ever seen.
I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying
anybody who ever lived.
I'm not debating
except
that.
Pierre Plott, maybe.
The one that I saw on the Blackhawks was not.
Oh, he's awful.
I had to take everybody's word for it that he used to be better.
Yeah, I guess the injuries and everything, it happened so early for it, because then you had guys like Gordie Howe go on forever. I mean, some of these guys just played forever, and it seemed like his career kind of, he hit the injury thing and it was done. But he had, I think it was like, what, 10 seasons or what is it, of brilliance, and then kind of, it was gone. And then when he was a Blackhawk, I wasn't even him. They just told him it was.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Boy, it's full here. Is it always like this? This is...
Yes.
Pretty good for just about 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, which is here, and that means you should be here.
Yeah. And
I'm serious. That we need...
I don't know what to do. I got law enforcement here. I've got people here who can put them out for weeks at a time. I mean, all my guys are here.
Bothering everybody.
I know.
Seriously, if you just roll a hand grenade out there under that guy.
Well, you don't want to take anybody with him.
It might be worth it. I mean, think about that for a second. It might be depending if you get him.
Yeah, where he's at now, probably not. I'd probably roll the hand grenade.
I mean, if anybody has chloroform, it just...
I got the guy. I got my guy. We could put him out.
It's every damn Friday, too.
Put him out.
We're in Libertyville.
Stick him in a snowbank.
We're here.
It's in Libertyville, huh? Stick him in a snowbank, right? This giant snowbank right here. You won't find him. By that time, dead.
I'm all for that. I mean, just or at least incapacitated for the. I mean, it's one thing with on the phones or on the air. It's another thing when you go to break and you're just being an idiot. Won't leave you alone.
And you know, later on, after we of course hit the trail as we should. You know who gets it then?
Well, Miska does. Yeah, I'm telling you, just they're. Have him dragged out and humanely destroyed. No, not humanely. Just have him destroyed. I changed my mind on that. Just the worst.
How can somebody
lack that much self-awareness and not get the bit and not understand what's going on?
Well, how many times have I told him today to go away, at least in every way? Not really politely.
No, but you've told him multiple times, stop showing up, stop bothering everyone, and go away.
Does that not seem clear? That seems clear to me. I to him, it's like, and he moves on to the next victim.
Not kidding.
No. There's something. Look at him.
I know.
Something deeply, deeply wrong. And again, I got people here that can put him out. I got people here that can arrest him.
Well, do it already. Stop threatening. Back up your tough talk.
I can't arrest him. Good boys and Bernstein. Chicago's Mets Radio 670 The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the